Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
And thank you so much, Cece, and welcome to the 90 Days to Abundance program. I am Josh Elledge, and on today's show, this is show number 9, I'm going to share 7 money-saving secrets that really work. And get this, they don't require coupons. Also, we're going to be talking about Target Cartwheel. Is that going to be something that's worth your time? And if you've been in a Target lately, you've probably seen the advertisements, the little shelf talkers all over the place promoting it. Well, I'll explain exactly how it works. Also, can you make money selling photos online? Well, there's a tool that might make that job a little easier. And then finally, I'll share some great deals that you don't want to miss. You can get free Butterball chicken broth. You can get a package of turkey bacon for 29 cents. And what can you get for a dollar? Well, you might be surprised. I've got several deals that you don't want to miss all on today's program. Let's get started. Now, one of the things that I'll teach you in my free grocery savings e-course at savingsangel.com is that coupons aren't the only way to save money at the store. Now, here are 7 money-saving tricks that you can use this week. No coupons required. Tip number 1, use a smaller cart or basket. Now, Martin Lindstrom, who's a marketing consultant, reports on his website that cart size matters. When given a cart that is double the size, shoppers may buy up to 40% more. So avoid the trap by selecting the smallest cart available or, like what I try to do, carry a basket. Tip number 2, bring your headphones and bring along some peppy music. Now, we all know that time is money, and grocery stores are hoping you'll stick around for as long as possible. Now, after all, data from the Food Marketing Institute indicates that we spend around $2.17 per minute in the store. Now, rather than let the sleepy store music slow you down, pop in some earbuds and listen to something that'll have you cruising through the aisles. Something with a high beats per minute, and maybe it'll get your heart racing too. Now, just make sure your volume isn't loud enough to annoy other shoppers, but also make sure to turn off the tunes in the checkout lane. Tip number 3, write down your usual prices. Now, quick, answer this question. What is a good price for the 10 foods you eat most often? I'll wait. Now, if you're not sure, you're probably in good company. Many people can only recall with certainty the price of a few basics, such as bread and milk. Now, unfortunately, if you don't know the regular price of food, you also don't know when something is a good value. Now, make a point to jot down the prices of the items you purchase most often. Then, keep it with your shopping list so you can double check to see if a sale is stock up worthy. Number 4, skip the quote-unquote fresh seafood. Now, the fresh seafood you're buying might not be as fresh as you think. It's not uncommon for seafood to be frozen for transport, thawed upon arrival, and then sold for a premium as fresh. Now, look for the fine print on the label or just ask an associate in the department. If it's been previously frozen, save yourself some money and buy from the freezer case instead. Number 5, don't buy from a deli. Now, deli meats and cheeses are expensive, and usually there's a cheaper version being sold just a few feet away. Now, before you pay extra to have your meat custom sliced, look for prepackaged meats and cheeses that may be less expensive and, believe it or not, just as fresh, because when you look back in the deli counter, a lot of what they're slicing is packaged anyway. Now, if you have any questions about this, then just go ahead and ask the associate working in the deli counter. But again, this might be one area where you might want to hold on to some of your money. Tip number 6, shop during off times. Now, there are several reasons to shop when the store is less busy, such as Tuesday night. Now, first, you can get in and out quickly. Now, second, you avoid all of the impulse buys that may crop up as you see what your fellow shoppers are buying. This is absolutely a thing. Now, and this is one thing that I have seen myself, because I may be going in armed with a stack of coupons, and I've done my research to know when something really is a great deal. So you may see me loading up my cart with 8, 10, 12 of an item. Well, my fellow shoppers see me doing that, and again, if you've shopped like I shop, you've had this happen to you. All of a sudden, other people are like, hey, what's going on over there? And they want in on the action. And it's kind of funny. I think there's a little bit of scarcity that's going on, a little bit of perhaps even foraging that might be happening. Just getting back to shopping during off times, you know, slow nights may be when stores do their markdowns as well. And so that could mean that you could get first pick on reduced priced merchandise. Finally, tip number 7, let the store butcher save you money. Hit the full service meat counter to save time and money. Now, most meat departments are happy to do some free slicing or grinding upon request. Pick up a roast and let the butcher turn it into steaks, stew meat, or ground beef. Whole pork loin can be turned into chops, and a ham can be sliced into lunch meat for a fraction of the cost you'd pay at the deli counter. Now, for more money savings tips, just head to savingsangel.com and take my free grocery savings e-course. And make sure to listen every week, 3 times a week, to my wonderful 90 Days to Abundance podcast. Now, if you follow some of the deals that we post at our blog at Savings Angel, you've probably seen the Target deals that we've posted from time to time. And you want to know specifically what a Target cartwheel discount is. Now, with Cartwheel, you can choose personalized savings from hundreds of available products at Target. Now, they have offers in every area of the store, including groceries. So you can sign up. It's very, very easy to do. And we've got a direct link to that. If you go to show number 9 in the podcast section on my website, I've got a direct link so that you can sign up for the Cartwheel program. It's free. You do have to have an active Facebook account to sign up and allow Cartwheel to post what coupons you load. Now, you can get around that a little bit if you specify that you post it only to yourself so that you don't have to share that information with your friends. And you can load, this is where it kind of gets a little tricky here. Now, you can load a maximum of 10 cartwheels, but you can increase that by gaining badges by just doing more of this. Now, simply add the cartwheels you want to use to your account and either print the page by following the instructions, or you can pull up your account page on your smartphone and have the cashier scan it at checkout. Now, let me give you a little bit more of the fine print that if you understand this, this is actually a pretty great program because it's just extra savings on top of the coupon savings, the store coupon savings, and the sale prices that's available. Now, so there's a limit of 4 products that can be discounted per cartwheel. So there's a maximum of 4 items for per cartwheel, unless it specifies otherwise when you load your account. So that's actually pretty good because you can basically that same discount. It's normally if you have one coupon, it's one coupon per item. Well, in this case, you can apply it to 4 items. Now, there's also a limit of 6 cartwheels that can be used per day. Remember that. All right. And then cartwheels will automatically drop off your account if they expire. So this is all of this is it's very helpful if you are able to use a matchup service like what we do with Enlightened Shopping. Now, Enlightened Shopping is $5 a week, and you will absolutely cut your grocery bill in half. And what we do is we're just finding matchups across the best sales at your grocery store and the best coupons available. Now, we want to stack a really good sale on top of a really great coupon and give you huge savings. And usually you can save about $300-$400 a month. Okay. But this is where it's really helpful to have a matchup service so you know which 6 cartwheels to use on that day. Now, cartwheel discounts, and let me explain this too, are taken off after any other Target store coupons have been taken off the product price. So I'll give you an example here. Let's say a bag of apples are on sale for $2.50, and then there's a Target.com store coupon for $1 off. Plus, there's a 5% cartwheel. Now, this is how the math breaks down. It's the $2.50 minus the $1 coupon first, which leaves you with $1.50. Then we take 5% off that price, which would be an extra 7 cents, leaving you with a final price of $1.43. So, you know, it's just extra free money. Now, in Enlightened Shopping, we make it really, really easy so that you don't have to figure all this stuff out. We tell you exactly what to buy, what coupons to use, and if you can use a cartwheel or not. And so you would figure out really quickly which 6 cartwheels to use on that particular shopping trip. And you don't have to worry about the math. We explain the math and we tell you what the final price is so that you can know whether or not it's worth the purchase. Are you one of those shutterbugs who take pictures of almost everything from what you had for breakfast to the squirrel on your kitchen window? If you're not, maybe you have a Facebook friend like that. Or maybe you took a picture of the comical look on the face of your pet. Now, instead of quickly posting that to your Facebook or Instagram account, now you may want to turn your photography fetish into a money-making venture. That click on your smartphone camera could mean money in the bank. Now, one way is to sell your photos as stock photos via phone apps that attract companies looking to buy unique, natural, or local photos. Now, PhoApp is one of the apps that give smartphone users and photographers the opportunity to earn money from their photos. Now, with this app, you can upload your photos to the PhoApp market where they're rated. Photos that make the grade get published in the PhoApp market. Now, photos sell for $10 a piece. Now, when that happens, you get $5 and they get $5 for each photo sold. The best news is that that same photo can be sold over and over and over again as you earn each time. Now, according to PhoApp, providing a variety of photos seems to be the key to more sales, and they recommend your portfolio contain these popular categories: pictures of people, photos of differing work situations like at the office, carpenters, stewards, etc., photos of travel, photos of cities, close-up photos, photos of things like screws, medication, signs, books, computers, tools, bags, cables, etc., photos of nature, and photos of animals. Just think about what business websites there may be out there and what they may be looking at. Now, if you have a particular interest, maybe you just want to niche yourself on that one category and get really good at it and submit lots of photos. Now, when it comes to selling your photography, the web has a, shall we say, plethora of sites to choose from. For the business-minded photographer who wants to turn their creativity into cash or potentially a full-fledged business, here are some other websites to consider. iStockPhoto. Now, sales here may earn you a royalty rate of 15% for each download or up to 45% as an exclusive contributor if you get really good. SmugMug will help you build an online showcase for your work with the option of a storefront. Alamy claims to be the world's largest stock photo library, earning photographers 60% royalty fee on any images they sell. Fotolia is one that I've used quite a bit, and that is each time one of your photos sell, you earn a royalty between 20% and 63% of your sale. Dreamstime, royalties range between 25 and 50%, but if you become a Dreamstime exclusive photographer, you could enjoy 60% royalty on your images. A few more here. Photo Shelter is another one. If you want to retain complete control of your work, you might want to consider a professional website with built-in commerce from Photo Shelter. There's Shutterstock, where earnings can range from 25 cents to $28 for an image that sells. Now, their free contributor success guide is there to help you get started. And two more, 123RF. If you like to upload lots of images, this could be a good choice for you. Royalty is based on your contributor level. And then finally, Can Stock Photo claims to pay some of the highest commissions in the industry. Well, we've got links to all of those different websites. But what do photographers have to say? Well, overall, what can you earn by selling your photos? One formula that I did come across had a rule of thumb earning potential that estimated $1 earned per month per image submitted and accepted, based on a mean average of some selling lower quantities and some selling higher. Now, certainly doesn't sound like a whole lot, but the key to higher earning is to submit a higher volume. Now, if you do have 100 images that get accepted into a catalog, that's possible. It could bring you an extra $100 a month. And what's really cool is that's kind of passive money. Once your art is out there and it's selling on a regular basis, I like passive money. Okay, so now that's at 100 images. Now, if you were to work really, really hard at it for a year or two and you were to get 1,000 photos accepted, this could start getting pretty good. Now, again, remember that not every image submitted will pass quality control. Now, the best way to earn is to take great shots, learn the ropes, and try more than one website. Now, the beauty is that you can usually post the same photo to more than one site, increasing the potential of sales. Now, I do have a photographer friend. His name is Tom Fowles, and he's very, very part-time, but he shares that you absolutely can make money at it, but probably not going to get rich at it. Now, all the sites have certain image sizes and quality standards. Now, you have to be approved to sell by submitting a number of images for evaluation. Now, once that happens, each and every photo is reviewed by the site to determine whether they think it will sell, not you. If it's approved, each time someone licenses the image, you earn a fee. Again, I kind of explained this earlier, but these are Tom's words here. Now, depending on the site and the type of membership the buyer has purchased, you'll typically end up earning a whopping, well, in his experience, about 25 to 33 cents a piece. Yeah, that's cents, folks. Now, of course, the more photos you've got up for sale, the more money you're likely to make. Now, because Tom is a very part-time photographer from the 11 sites that he sells through, he typically makes a few hundred dollars a year. And he does know folks that do make thousands, but like sports, movies, and normal photography, it's usually only the top of the top photographers that make the big bucks. But wherever your photo passion takes you, we hope that it does include taking a deposit to the bank. And of course, all these links that I talked about are available at my website. Just go to savingsangel.com/podcast and look for episode number 9. Finally, let me close by sharing some great deals that you don't want to miss this week. Now, all of the coupons and all of the details on these deals can be found if you go to savingsangel.com/podcast and go to episode number 9, and I've got links to the various articles that will show you exactly how to get these deals and how to make sure that you can print these coupons and get these deals. And the first deal is at Walgreens, where you can get Butterball chicken broth for free. Yeah, really, for free. Why is it free? Well, it's because Butterball put out a $1 coupon that you can click from their Facebook page, bring it into Walgreens, and if you apply your $1 coupon to that 50-cent can of chicken broth, well, you're going to get it for free. But I actually wouldn't use it on the chicken broth. I would use it on the package of Butterball turkey bacon. Normally $1.99, it's on sale for $1.29 at Walgreens. I want you to get the maximum face value of that coupon, which is a full dollar. If you use it on the turkey bacon, well, you're only going to pay 29 cents, normally $2. That's an 85% savings. Now, also at Walgreens, you can get Mars candy, which might be perfect for an upcoming Easter basket. Normally, these are 99 cents a piece for these full-size candy bars, and packages of Skittles are also included. They're on sale for 59 cents. We got coupons. Your final price is going to be 22 cents a piece. That's 78% off. Also at Walgreens, you can get Splenda Nectress No Calorie Sweetener. So it's sweetener, and it's actually made from monk fruit, not necessarily made in a lab like some of the other stuff. Normally, this goes for $4.29. It's on sale for $2.99. We've got some great coupons, including a $2 coupon that recently came out in the Sunday paper, but you can just use one of these $1.50 coupons and you'll get this deal. You'll get this package of Splenda Nectress for as little as 99 cents. Finally, last deal at Walgreens, you can get Zim's Arnica Max Gel or the Max Freeze. So if you go out running, I remember using this stuff a lot when I was training for my marathon. Sore muscles, sore joints, sore neck, sore what? Well, I shouldn't say sore whatever. There's some places you probably don't want to use it. Okay, I'm blushing. What? I'm not thinking of what you're thinking of. I was just thinking of, like, your eye. You wouldn't want to put it there, for example. Normally $10, on sale for $6.99. You're going to get $4 back at the register and use a $2 coupon that just came out. Your final price for the Max Freeze Pain Reliever, 99 cents. Oh, gosh. At CVS, you can get the Oral-B Power Toothbrush Cross Action. Yes, it's a power toothbrush. Normally retails for $7.50. It's on sale for $6. We got a $3 coupon just came out, and you're going to get $2 back at the register. Your final price, boom, 99 cents. And then finally, a really, really good deal at Target. And this is on the Quilted Northern Bath Tissue 30-pack of double rolls. This is the big, you're going to need a pallet mover for this package of toilet paper. It's so big. Normally $18.99. It's on sale for $15. Now you're going to get a $10 gift card when you buy two bath tissues at the register. Remember that Target cartwheel thing I was talking about? Well, boom, they're going to give you 15% off. And then, of course, we've got coupons. We've got a $1.50 coupon that you can print off. Bring all that stuff in, and your final price is going to be $6.04 for that pallet size package of Quilted Northern bath tissue. And you tell them Josh sent you. And thank you so much for listening to this show. This is show number 9 of 90 Days to Abundance. If you had a great time today, I know I did, then I'll tell you what, I'm going to go and give myself a thumbs up in the Stitcher app or, I can't write myself a review, but you'll have to do that for me. Go into iTunes, open it up on your computer, and that's where you can leave a 5-star review, and that really, really helps expand this message of abundance to a much larger audience. And with that, my friends, I say thank you so much, and make sure to tune in to episode number 10, which is coming out Friday, and we're going to talk with my good friend, Roy Biancalana, about identities. What kind of identity do you have for yourself as when it comes to money? What kind of identity do your kids have? Do they think of themselves as smart? Do they think of themselves as funny? We're going to talk all about that. And trust me when I say Roy is going to blow your mind. He's got fantastic advice. He's, again, one of the smartest relationship and life coaches I know. And again, that's Roy Biancalana with Coaching with Roy. And with that, I will talk to you on Friday. And until then, my friends, live abundantly. Tip number 2, take your iPod. Ugh.